We have a wonderful treat, a piece by Naomi Newman, who probably a number of you know, also a longtime valued, treasured member of our community. She's been a practitioner for over 30 years, was on the Spirit Rock Board of Directors. We served together for a number of years, part of the original Visioning Council that has shaped Spirit Rock's mission statement. And as many know, she's the co-founder of the Traveling Jewish Theater, where she was playwright, performer, director, and the San Francisco Performing Arts Library and Museum is going to be publishing an oral history about her life and career. So she's not only been a valued member of our community, but of the Bay Area performing arts community, and brings such wisdom and good heart to her, not only to her practices, but to her performances. So please welcome Naomi, who will do a short piece for us. After Naomi, we're going to take a break for a little while and then come back. So, let's see, do you have the...
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, to be together. Whatever we do in response to what's happening, it will be together. That's going to be one of the main teachings. Since we were talking about birds, this is a play about that. And it will require your imagination because I'm going to be doing two different parts. A helping hand. Program note. Hawaiian crows, alalas, have become extinct in the wild. There are captive populations at the San Diego Zoo's Keahu and Maui Bird Conservation Centers in Hawaii. Doctors Barbara Durant, head of the zoo's reproductive physiology and endocrinology division, along with her trained staff, massage the birds to obtain sperm samples to be used for artificial insemination of females. Characters: Dr. Alice, a reproductive physiologist, desperately passionate about her task, in her 50s. Kinohi, an alala, Hawaiian crow, a rather rough guy. Time, now. Place, Hawaii Endangered Bird Breeding Center, Kihohi's room. Dr. Alice is trying to pick up Kinohi. Repeatedly, she reaches out for the bird, but he quickly hops away out of her reach. Come on, Kinohi. Time is running out. I have a nice little piece of mouse for you. Stay away from me. I'm exhausted. Be a good boy, please. Just a few drops. That's all I'm asking for.
No! I said no! No!
We've given you everything. This big room, the skylight, toys, perches, bath, air conditioning. What more do you want?
My pride!
Won't it make you proud knowing that you have contributed to the survival of your species?
Leave me alone!
I can't do that. You started molting. That's the beginning of the end of your sperm. I couldn't sleep last night, and I'm at the end of my nerves.
Ah, great.
You know you like being massaged. You'll relax, you'll close your eyes. Probably you'll be able to release a few drops.
Ah, don't bet on it.
Don't you understand? You are Hawaii's sacred crow, and you are dying out. There's hardly 100 of you left.
Yeah, yeah, and we're all freaks. Getting hand jobs from howlies. Ah, disgusting.
It's not my fault you won't mate. We offered you more than 50 lovely alalas, and you turned your nose up at all of them.
Ah, I love the spoonbill, but no, you kept us apart.
That would have done nothing for your species' survival.
Look, Doc, I've been raised by people. I don't know how birds are supposed to act.
Excuses, excuses. Come over here and let me do what I am supposed to do so you can do what you are supposed to do. Species after species are disappearing from the planet, and I refuse to let yours be one of them.
It's all going down the toilet.
That's nihilistic nonsense. Where there's life, there's hope.
The age of ecocide, and she hopes. Give me a break. Give me a whiskey.
Dr. Alice goes to her computer and types. Studbook, number 33, Kinohi, hatched in 1990, now entering his twilight years. Frequent massages of head feathers, back, tail, abdomen, and cloaca have failed to deliver semen for the frozen zoo to be used for artificial insemination. Concerned his genetic material may be irrevocably lost.
You're nuts. Worrying about my lousy sperm when soon people will be killing each other for a sip of water and a grain of rice. Nothing you do is going to change that.
You actually do think like a human. It's hard, it's scary, it's sad. So give up, whine and weep and feel sorry for yourself. I won't. Nature is too beautiful, too complex, too sacred to just let it go. I know how bad things are. I'm not stupid. But I have to do something to make it less bad.
You're sure work your ass off to make more freaks like me while everything's getting worse. Getting worse. Get it.
Stop it. I want you to stop it. Go to your box and be quiet. I don't want to hear one more caw or screech or word from you. You've turned into a foul-mouthed, mean-spirited, spiteful, I don't know what, creature.
Boo-hoo. Watch the thwarted scientist fall apart.
I'm not falling apart.
Yeah? What do you call it?
Failing. And all because of you, and I've never failed at anything before.
Never too late to learn.
I don't know what's happening. My heart is beating really fast, and I've got this awful feeling in my chest.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Nope. Anxiety. Anxiety attack.
How do you know?
Get them all the time. You? Not you. Sometimes so bad, I think I'm gonna burst. Right, right. That's what it feels like bursting apart. Take a deep breath. I can't. I'm dying. You're not dying. Take a breath. Do it. It's too horrible. I know. You know, he hops over to Dr. Alice and jumps onto her lap. You're gonna be okay. You hear me? Okay. I'm not okay. I can't bear it. It's too much. I just can't bear it. You're a beginner. You'll catch on. It gets easier. I won't let it happen. Somehow we have to save everything. Oh, God, oh, God. Come on. Hang on to me. Dr. Alice and Kinoe rock back and forth, holding on to each other as Kinoe chants. Ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, hey. Don't stop. That's beautiful. Hawaiian grief chant says it's okay to stop, wail, and feel the pain. They stop rocking. Oh, thanks. I feel better now. Dr. Alice feels something damp on her skirt. Why, Kinoe,
I know.
He hops off her lap. But it's on my skirt. It's of no use. Damn it. It should have gone into the frozen zoo.
Don't get your feathers in an uproar, sweetheart. There's still tomorrow.